Om Shanti.
Good morning. Yesterday's bhog was specially for Christmas Day, and today the day of the Satguru, but also holiday, Boxing Day, and so another opportunity to fly to Baba and give thanks in the subtle region. Yesterday, I took up the subject of the special gift that Baba gives each and every one of us, and that is the gift of the divine intellect. And today, Baba has given a couple of words that indicate the difference between the old intellect and the divine intellect. And so the devilish intellect, Baba is saying, it has nothing but destructive thoughts. And in terms of what's going on in the world, you can see how true that is. Big time destructive thoughts. And the divine intellect has creative thoughts, constructive thoughts. And then further, Baba said how the divine intellect is the intellect that understands all the secrets. God has all the secrets of the universe and He reveals them to us. And so the divine intellect is the intellect that's able to understand all the secrets of the universe. Just imagine how powerful that is. When somebody has a few secrets, they think they're very powerful. But if someone has all the secrets, well, it's amazing, incredible power that Baba has blessed us with. And so just as with the other, when they remember all the secrets that they know, then they have power. But here too, when we remember all the secrets that Baba has told us, there's a huge feeling of intoxication and power. And it reminded me of how there are three questions that we have in it's now being described as a Talanoa dialogue. But since around 2016, when instead of having the COP in Fiji, COP linked up with Germany, and it was then in Germany that they had the COP there. And these three questions were introduced at that time. Where are we now? How did we get here? And where do we want to go? And it's in these three questions that we actually can understand the whole secret of the universe. Where are we now? And only Baba's children can truly understand that we're at the cusp, we're at this point of transformation. And so this point of transformation is the point where everything can happen very quickly, and we see things are happening very quickly. But most of all, we also understand what it is we did to come this far, to come to this point, not so far. But what did we do to make the world the way it is today, or even on a very personal level? What is it that we've done to create our own situation and the way things are at this moment? And so, when I understand where I'm here, why am I here, what is it that I've done to bring me here, then I can also see where it is I need to go and what it is I need to do in order to get there. And so, Lokic people, and neither is there the clarity of understanding what's going on in the world at the present moment, but neither is there the understanding of where it is we should be going and how to be able to get there. And so just in terms of one's own personal self, are my thoughts constructive and creative, or are they destructive? And if they're destructive for me, then probably I won't be having very creative, constructive thoughts for anyone else. But if I begin with myself and I have constructive thoughts for myself, then what does that look like? It means every single day, can I take something for my own creative, constructive benefit? One of the things that happens in Lokic life is that people get bored very quickly. And so Maya's distractions have come about to be able to deal with that. And so on the one side, getting bored, and on the other side, Maya very creative and creating all sorts of methods. But of course, they're actually addictive things and the soul gets pulled down. But Baba, every day in the Murali, can I take something from the Murali that's going to be constructive and creative for myself? And if I can do that, then yes, for sure, I'm going to be moving forward. But also, I'm never going to say, oh, well, I'm bored. Because every day, Baba's giving me something fresh, something new. And so, just to be able to see what's going on in my buddhi, and to go deeper and deeper inside and see what are the root causes that create a problem. And so can I turn that around and change it so that it's nothing but creative good things that can happen. In terms of the world out there, they don't even know that it's Kali Yuga. Even in Bharat, although they use these terms connected with the cycle, and they know that that's how the cycle moves, and most people, if you ask them, would say that yes, it's Kali Yuga, but because of the false things of the scriptures and pandits, Kali Yuga has been extended, and people think it's still got a long way to go. Whereas all the signs of the end of Kali Yuga are actually very, very visible. But Baba's saying that Baba's knowledge is incognito. Baba is incognito. Baba's knowledge is incognito. And the world that we are creating at this moment is incognito, definitely not visible on any level. And so, all the things that are not visible to these eyes, but I know are true and real. So can I keep all those factors in my intellect and play with those jewels, understanding why we're here, what is it we did to get here, but also what must I do now to get to the vision that I hold in my heart, a better world. And so I know that there was somebody in India a long time ago, and Daddy used to share her story. In fact, it was Indraben, and she had 5 little chickens, 5 very little children when she came into Gyan, a single mother. Father has left even before the last child actually took birth. And through the whole day. Can you imagine 5 little children and a mother-in-law to take care of? And so the whole day would be very occupied, very busy. But at the end of the day, 9 o'clock at night, the children would be put to bed. And that was her personal time, both for study as well as for service. And the service she did, it included both things. She would have taken notes of Daddy's classes in the morning. Early morning, the children didn't need her. But so she would attend morning class, and she would make notes of Daddy's classes. And at night, she would then go through her notes and summarize and put them in a letter. You know, those aerograms you used to get. So she used to write the summary of the classes each day. And so 3 pieces, by the end of the week, it was full. And so that was her time for study, but also that was her service. Every day, a letter would go off to different parts of the world, whether it was London or Hong Kong or Cambodia, Africa, different places. So this sister served the world from the 60s, in those days. But she also did something else. She had a list right on her dressing table in the mirror, and it was the things that she needed to work on. And every time she ticked off all the different things on that list, then it would be time to produce a new list. And so Bob often talks about a chart and different ways of keeping a chart. And for her, this was her way of keeping a chart, ticking off all the things that she needed to give specific attention to. And so sometimes it would take a long time, but she would make sure that she went through that list and ticked off everything. And really, we saw in her mama's qualities, to the point where when she actually went on service, people thought that she was mama. But she wasn't, of course, but she looked like mama, she talked like mama, and her qualities radiated like mama. Many of you met her here in London. She came to spend a few months here at one point, and truly a great inspiration for everyone. But my point, if you keep your intellect engaged, whether in study or whether in service, through churning, but also through self-exploration, then there's no chance for the soul ever to get bored. And if I can be creative with my intellect and use my intellect in this way, then it's not only that I'm always thinking of the next step and the next step in terms of my own transformation, but also if I've been creative and I've been thinking about Gyan, then whatever it is that's touched me deeply from Baba's Gyan that I've been reflecting on, then there's something very precious and beautiful to share with others. Early days when there still wasn't really very much service to do, keeping my intellect engaged in writing, taking up a subject and writing on that particular topic was the way that protected me from, Baba said the other day, keep churning and you'll be safe from Maya. And so definitely it was the churning and the timetable of yoga that gave me protection in those very early days. But today also, if I have something that's powerful and beautiful that I've been reflecting on and it's helped me and I share that, then it's of inspiration and brings blessings from others also. And so these 2 things that Baba said in the Murali today, A, to keep the intellect creative and constructive, but also to keep the intellect thinking of the secrets that God has shared with us. simple question that Baba's asked. Ask anybody, who is the parent of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar? And probably they'll be confused. But Baba's told us all very simply, and all the complicated questions that Bhagats have no idea about, Baba's children know the answers to all of those questions. So every day see what are the secrets that Baba's sharing. And the more I reflect on those secrets and experience the power that comes from understanding those secrets, the greater my happiness, but also the greater the capacity with which to be able to serve. And so on all levels, just making sure that I keep the intellect very clean, but also I use the intellect in the way that Baba would like me to use it. So the gift on Boxing Day, the gift of boxes being given, but this particular box, a very special jewel box that Baba has given all of us. So.